St. Paul in that second reading talks about the theological virtues of which the greatest is love. And a little story about each of those virtues is the story of the man at Niagara Falls who tied a rope over the falls and was about to walk across. And a crowd had gathered, and he said to them, "Do you believe that I can walk across these Niagara Falls on this rope?" And they cheered him on, "We believe, we believe, we believe you can do it." So he steps onto the rope and slowly makes his way across to the other side. And then when he gets over there, you know, a bigger crowd is gathered, and he says, "Do you believe that I can walk across these Niagara Falls on this tightrope blindfolded?" And the crowd again cheers him on, "We believe, we believe, we believe you can do it." And slowly he makes his way across the falls again. And finally he asks the crowd, "Do you believe that I can walk across these Niagara Falls blindfolded, carrying a person on my back?" And again, "We believe, we believe, we believe you can do it." And then he asked for a volunteer, okay? And nobody moved, okay? And like the question was, did they believe? You know, at Mass we say, "We believe, we believe, we believe." Okay. But we don't believe only from the head up. Okay, it's not, faith is not something we do only in our heads. But faith is the foundation. Faith is the foundation of hope. And hope is the foundation of charity. St. Thomas Aquinas says there's an order of procession to the theological virtues. And the order of procession is faith, hope, and charity. That if we have little faith, we have little hope. If we have great faith, we have great hope. If we have no faith, we have no hope. Okay? The foundation of hope is faith, and the foundation of charity is faith and hope. Okay? Now, Father Mitch Pacwa explains the virtue of hope using the example of a little boy who gets bullied at school. The boy gets picked on, and he says, "I hope he doesn't pick on me today." And Father Mitch Pacwa says, that is not hope. Okay? Father Mitch Pacwa says, hope means that the boy goes to the gym every day and works out so that he can take out the bully. Okay? Okay? Hope means that I must act to reach the end that I hope to attain. Hope is not idle wishing something to happen. Hope is action. It's faith in action. Okay. And of course, with God, we have the hope of salvation. Okay, but we must do whatever we can to reach that end. Okay, it's true that all by our own effort we cannot attain salvation. Salvation is the result of my free will and God's grace. My free will alone will not get me to heaven. I need God's grace. And God's grace won't do it alone. I need to cooperate with grace. Okay. Father Peyton, in his Meditations on the Rosary, says that we have to be convinced of our own hopelessness, our own weakness, our own inability to do anything, and then we put our hope in Christ. If our hope is only in ourselves, that's called pride. Okay? If our hope is in God, that's the theological virtue. Father Peyton says that humility is the mother of perfect hope. Humility is confidence in God. Humility hopes everything from God. There's that little aspiration, "Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place my trust in thee. Though I fear all things from my weakness, I hope all things from thy goodness." Okay. And we said the order of prior, order of procession of the virtues is faith, hope, and charity, but St. Thomas Aquinas says that the order of priority is charity first. Okay? Charity is the gold standard. Everything else is a footnote. Okay? And this is a story about Mayor LaGuardia. He was a mayor in New York City during the worst days of the Great Depression and during World War II. Devoted New Yorkers called Mayor LaGuardia the Little Flower because he was 5'4" and always wore a carnation on his lapel. He was a colorful character who would ride the New York City fire trucks. He would raid speakeasies with the police department and take entire orphanages to baseball games. Whenever the New York newspapers went on strike, he would go on the radio and read the comics to the children, the Sunday comics, funnies. One bitterly cold night in January 1935, the mayor turned up at night court in the area that served the poorest ward of the city. LaGuardia dismissed the judge for the evening and took over the bench himself. And within a few minutes, a tattered old woman was brought before him, charged with stealing a loaf of bread. She told LaGuardia that her daughter's husband had deserted her. Her daughter was sick, and her grandchildren were starving. But the shopkeeper from whom the bread was stolen refused to drop the charges. "It's a bad neighborhood, Your Honor," the man told the mayor. "She's got to be punished to teach other people around here a lesson." LaGuardia sighed. He turned to the woman and said, "I've got to punish you. The law makes no exceptions. $10 or 10 days in jail." But even as he pronounced sentence, the mayor was already reaching into his pocket. He extracted a bill and tossed it into his famous sombrero, saying, "Here's the $10 fine, which I now remit. And furthermore, I'm going to fine everyone in this courtroom 50 cents for living in a town where a person has to steal bread so that her grandchildren can eat. Mr. Bailiff, collect the fines and give them to the defendant." So the following day, the New York City newspapers reported that $47.50 was turned over to a bewildered old woman who had stolen a loaf of bread to feed her starving grandchildren. 50 cents of that amount being contributed by the red-faced grocery store owner, while some 70 petty criminals, people with traffic violations, and New York City policemen, each of whom had just paid 50 cents for the privilege of doing so, gave the mayor a standing ovation. Pope Benedict says that truth without charity is a clanging cymbal. Okay? It's just a lot of noise. Okay? Truth without charity is a clanging cymbal. Truth devolves into pride. Wisdom devolves into pride without love. Okay? The saints express their love, and we say that the expression of love is virtue. Okay? Love is the gold standard. Everything else is a footnote.